Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse with my the First Lady of First His Kingdom Family Church, Pastor Rose. Pastor Rose, are you doing?
I'm good. I'm healthy and healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Another day of living in the light of God's word and His authority, His power and His ability, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for giving me all that information.
What's today?
Today is the last Wednesday of the month, healing service for January 28th, already 2026.
Oh, my God. How fast.
Already 2026. And we just want to let everybody know that the facility that First His Kingdom Family Church uses was closed on Sunday because of a historic storm that affected over 240 million people. Some millions of people are still out of power. And today is Wednesday, and this happened on the weekend. We had to close cancel our services because our facility was closed. It was a major winter storm. Power outages still are affecting millions. Amen.
And so, we are in Texas, that's why.
So anyway, this is our healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. And like I asked Pastor Rose how she was doing, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, this is our healing service. Matthew 7, 7 says, ask and it shall be given to you. So this evening is our healing service. We're coming and asking the Lord to heal our bodies. Amen. If God knows what we need, why do we have to ask? Why do we have to ask Him for healing? Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Matthew 6, 8, Jesus instructs us, when you pray, go to the Father, and He will reward you. If God didn't know our situation, if He needs our prayers for His information, what kind of God would that be? When we ask, we are bringing God up to date with our need. I mean, there are over 8 billion people in the world. If everybody asks for the same thing, God will still supply it.
Yeah.
But when we ask, we bring our God up to date. This is our need. Amen. So when we ask God for healing, we enforce our relationship that continues with Jesus and that we need with our Heavenly Father. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with asking. We're just updating our Heavenly Father. Now, you wouldn't ask a stranger to heal you, would you? You wouldn't ask a friend to heal you, a relative. It should be your best friend who knows everything about you. Amen? So tonight, we're asking God for healing. Ephesians 3:16. Be strengthened with the power of God's Spirit in the inner man. If you remember last month's healing service, I did it myself because Pastor Rose was getting victory over some symptoms in her body. And the Lord revealed to me last month for healing service, healing is already in you. It's already, salvation is already in us. We just have to receive it, Pastor Rose.
Yeah, so why would I have to ask? Now, I think a non-believer asks us, would ask, but as believers, should we continue to ask God when we know? If you're ignorant of the word, you don't know that you've been healed already, should we still ask the Lord?
God knows.
Yeah,
you don't.
Oh, that's why you're asking, because we don't
know. God knows you don't.
Yeah, that's good.
Jesus and the blind man at the pool of Bethesda. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew he was blind.
Yeah.
But he said, what do you want me to do for you?
Yeah.
You, a silent Christian is a defeated Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, Mark 11, 24, when you pray, say, 4 or 5 times, it's mm-hmm. in there, and open your mouth and say that.
Mm-hmm.
We're updating God.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, God, I need your healing for this, all right? Yeah, He knows already. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
When the Apostle Paul needed healing, we're not in denial. This isn't a head thing. It's a heart issue. And when the Apostle Paul needed healing, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, God told Paul, my grace is sufficient. I know what's troubling you.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's troubling you. It's sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your inner man. It has to come out of you. And how does that do? By faith.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. 2 Corinthians 12, 9, God said, my grace is sufficient. The power of Christ may rest up on you. on your inner man, and then it's manifested on the outside. Mm-hmm. But spiritually, we're born again, and then it affects our outward appearance. It affects our outward, what we think, say, and do.
The flesh.
So the Apostle Paul prayed for strength. That's what we're praying for tonight. Why do we have to ask? We have to ask to keep God updated on our situation. Your situation is different than my situation. Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have. This is the confidence we have in Jesus. If we ask anything, tonight we're asking for healing.
Yeah.
If we ask anything according to His will, we have. Not we might have, not we will have, but we have now. It's in you already. You that are listening to us, whatever symptoms you're fighting, they've got no rights in your body. According to His will, we have the petitions that we desire.
And His will is His word. And
yes.
If we don't know His word, the devil, like you said, you know what? He'll have a heyday with us.
If. Listen, the word, this is what the word says. The word says it's His will to save.
Yeah.
It's His will to heal.
Yes,
it's His will to deliver.
Yes.
If you're here tonight, and even if you're not even born again, God loves you so much, He wants you healed.
Yes.
I don't know everything about the Bible. All you have to do is believe, ask, and receive. That's it.
That's it.
Jesus did it all. Listen, we're not saved because of our ability, because of our intelligence. We're not saved by any other thing but by His grace and His mercy.
Amen.
We're saved by faith in Christ Jesus. Nothing depends on us but just believing and receiving. That's it. Jesus did everything. Is it God's will to heal?
Yes.
Yeah. And you need to settle this tonight right here when we begin.
Yes, yes.
God wants you healthy, whole, and healed. He wants you saved.
Yeah.
He created you to spend eternity with Him in heaven.
Amen.
We sing a song that says Jesus didn't want heaven without us.
Mm-mm.
He didn't want heaven without us. So He came and brought heaven down so that you and I could spend eternity with the Father.
Amen.
We know tonight it's God's will to heal. Tonight, I want to do something different before we pray and receive. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready for something that we need to do before?
Yes. Yes.
Before we come. So our main scripture for tonight is James chapter 5, verse 16. I know what it says. It's all right. Let me read it to you. James 5:16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed.
Yes, Lord.
So unforgiveness, anger, murder, jealousy, strife, all that stuff keeps us from getting healed. So it says, confess your faults. It doesn't mean to go to confess, you know, like the priests do in the Catholic Church. It means, Pastor Rose, I missed it.
I'm sorry.
I missed it. I want Jesus to forgive me. I'm confessing my faults to Pastor Rose. And Pastor Rose says, good, I'm in agreement with you.
Mm-hmm.
Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. So tonight, Heavenly Father, we pray. Pastor Rose and I and all our listeners, we pray and we thank you for your anointing, for your healing touch. We say we are healed until we see it. We thank you before, we thank you during, and we thank you after.
Yes.
Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So tonight, Pastor Rose are in agreement with all our listeners. We bind that spirit of infirmity.
Mm-hmm.
It has no rights in your body. Jesus bore His stripes on His back for your healing. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed in the inner man.
I am healed.
So we bind that spirit of infirmity. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need. All your need. All, not just some of them. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that you may be healthy, whole in your body, in your spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm.
In your spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Amen. Whole in all aspects of your being.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, Philippians 4:19 says, God will supply it. The disciples in Matthew chapter 9, verse 5, after Jesus had empowered them, authorized them, go in my name. So the disciples in Matthew 9:5 say, "By the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk, be healed." Jesus gave us that authority as disciples. God used the disciples, but listen, dear church, it's important for us to understand God used the disciples, but it is God who heals.
That's it. He Amen. Heals.
He's Sometimes we get to deliver the package. We get to deliver healing.
Oh, that's good. Amen.
But sometimes we see God deliver the package himself. It is God who does the healing.
Yes, it does.
Tonight you receive your total healing, physical, emotional health, and your spiritual life. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that you may be healthy, whole, in your spirit, soul, and body. All aspects of your being. Amen. All aspects of your being. So tonight is our healing service. Before Pastor Rose and I pray, I'm going to ask her if she's got anything. Tonight is our healing service. We come and we ask for healing. We update our Heavenly Father on our need, because your need is different than my need. Your symptoms may be different than my need. Your healing might be different than my need. And like I said, sometimes God uses the disciples to deliver his package. Sometimes he doesn't. So tonight, we don't limit God. However he wants to do it. However he wants to do it, it'll be a miracle. He could do a miracle right now. He is still in the miracle worker business. He could use a doctor. He could use medicine. He could use vitamins. He could use the laying of hands. He could use us tonight to deliver the package of healing into your body. So we come tonight expecting to receive. Pastor Rose and I believe that we receive tonight.
Yes.
God is faithful. He's faithful, so we thank him. We thank him now. Amen. So after we get done praying, let's take time to thank our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for being our healer through Jesus Christ. Thank you that Jesus isn't going to come back and be crucified again, because he said, "It is finished. It is finished." He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes, we were and we are. And we receive healing and we take it. It's not enough for us to believe that we're healed, but we need to what?
Receive it.
And take it. And Father, Pastor Jesse and I could not heal anyone. That's revelation. You're the healer. We couldn't heal a fly or a gnat if we wanted to. It's you that is the healer in us, Father.
Yes.
That when we lay hands on the sick, when we speak your word, it's your word that goes forth and heals all that receive your word. Your word shall never return void. It doesn't return powerless. It goes forth to accomplish all that you sent it to, Father. Your word in our mouth becomes a two-edged sword that keeps disease and sickness and the enemy and his imps running from us, because the word of God is what causes him to run and fear. Jesus is the name that he fears, because when we say Jesus, 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 what a wonderful name, what a powerful name, what a majestic name. He runs. Amen. He runs. Disease cannot stay in our bodies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
And he has given us authority.
Yes.
He has given, "Go in my name," Jesus said.
Authority and the power.
"Go in my name and heal the sick."
Yes.
"Raise the dead. Hallelujah. He conquered the sin and grave victory. He conquered death.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We win here. And we win there.
And he conquers sickness. So if heaven, when we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Do you think the people in heaven are sick? No. Jesus told us we can have heaven and earth. I love it that Jesus came to earth to bring heaven into us. And we have heaven. All that heaven has is in us. We have the fullness of the Godhead. All the power, everything that we need. But I'll tell you what, the enemy hates us. He wants what we have, but he cannot have it.
Amen.
He cannot have it.
Amen.
And when sickness and disease stick its ugly head, you say, no, you don't. Not in my house, not in my watch. This body was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We're going to pray because I keep sensing there's someone that's going through your right
index finger
has been hurting you. Your hands are, your fingers are inflamed and they're like swollen. But in the name of Jesus, I release my faith. You hook up with the word of God and my faith. And in the name of Jesus, I command those fingers on the hands to be healed and be whole. Inflammation, pain, bones be healed right now. Ligaments be healed. Arteries, veins, blood vessels, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And someone on their right foot, in the bottom of your foot, on the side of your foot, it's been swelling and it's been painful, like the muscles or the ligaments and the arteries and veins are pulling. But in the name of Jesus, I command you put your foot, your hand on your on the foot, on the side of your right foot, and in the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole. Inflammation, leave. Pain, leave. Now, in the name of Jesus, foot, be healed. Right foot, be healed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. And I receive my healing. Say, I receive my healing now.
I receive my healing now.
Healing is mine. That's, thank you, Father. Move your foot around.
Read that, study. That spirit of infirmity, loosed.
Yes.
Loosed, canceled.
Yes.
Bound in Jesus' name.
No more. No more pain.
In
no
Jesus'
pain.
Name.
No more pain. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes he uses us to deliver the package of healing. Sometimes God delivers it himself.
Amen. And that cough that's been irritating you, cough, lungs be healed. Cough, leave this body in the name of Jesus. Right now, you leave. Allergies, leave right now, that body, right now, in the name of Jesus, and receive your healing in Jesus' name and be made whole. Amen.
The other thing is, if you're taking medication, if a doctor prescribed medication, if you're taking something over the counter, whatever it is, pray for that medication. Right effects, no side effects.
Amen.
Before you take it. And thank Jesus.
Thank you.
Say, Lord, I thank you that medicine was created for our benefit. And that you can, wherever your faith is,
thank you.
If your faith is in Jesus for miracles, receive. If your faith is in doctors, receive.
Thank you.
If your faith is in medicine, pray before you take the medicine. And the right effect, no side effects. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
And on a person on their left side, by your jaw and your neck, has been sore or irritated, and your mouth on the inside of your jaw, in the name of Jesus, lay hands right now. And in the name of Jesus, I command inflammation, pain, leave right now. Bones, be healed. Neck, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the authority of the name of Jesus, we release your word, Lord, and we receive healing. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Start moving your neck, and you'll see that the pain is gone. It's gone in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
That
Jesus.
You give us
Jesus,
the ability to
Jesus.
Speak your word. Amen. Ain't God good?
He gives us everything
we need to
succeed. Everything we need to succeed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for being so good to us.
We command and we shed any sickness or disease, Father. Right now, we take that coat off of disease. And anything that opposes our bodies right now, we take that coat of sickness and disease and we cast it out of here in the name of Jesus. We're not wearing no coat of sickness or disease of anything that opposes our bodies, we say, no, you don't. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
they are new creations. All things old have passed away. All things are become new.
New. Amen.
Amen.
So you're wearing a new coat, and the coat of healing and keeping you healthy and whole and healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name that's above every name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just take time right now to thank the Lord. Amen. Psalm 107:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. Psalm 107:1. Let's just take a minute there and
bless
just
the Lord, oh my
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. You are the healer.
Thank you, Lord.
Healing is
you,
in Christ and Jesus,
you,
Father.
You
are the healer. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my
Spirit, soul, and
Hallelujah.
Body.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who heals all my diseases. And delivered us from destruction. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just another illustration real quick.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know, you know, for Christmas, one of the most favorite movies is the George Bailey, My Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. It's a classic. But it's about what would happen if George Bailey wouldn't have been born.
Oh, yeah.
How it affects a whole little town. Well, think about this. We're believing we're going to receive healing from the Master,
yes.
from the King of Kings. So where would the United States be without Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Without Jesus, there would be no Western civilization. The Roman Empire that they crucified Jesus was the greatest empire in the world. And here we had a couple of little Christians. And where is the Roman Empire now? Nowhere.
Gone.
And where is Jesus and Christianity? All over the world. There's 8 billion people, and they estimate that 2 billion are Christians.
Hallelujah.
So that is the awesome power of our Heavenly Father. That's the awesome healing power of Jesus. That if he cares for the whole world, John 3:16, how much more will he care for you tonight?
Yes, amen.
For you tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close with this. Do you have anything else, Pastor?
We just want to say thank you so much for all your love and your prayers and continual giving and coming to the Daily Bread.
Amen.
The Oasis, the Rivers of Living Water, the Booth Camp. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm going to close with this scripture. And it is the will of God for every believer. It's for the world, but the world doesn't know Jesus the way you and I as believers do. So this is the scripture that I'm going to close with, and it's the will of God for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and I'll repeat this afterwards so you can write it down. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we thank him for everything. Do we thank him for sickness? No, we thank him for the healing of sickness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In all things, whatever you're going through, God has the answer for your situation. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and we're going to close with this. Tonight, Pastor Rose and I believe you received your healing. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The devil doesn't want you healed. God does. So you grab a hold of that healing tonight, and in Jesus' name, don't let go. You thank him before. You thank him during. We say it until we see it in Jesus' name. Jesus is the healer. He has healed you tonight. By his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that we have a healing Savior in
Jesus'
name.
Yes, we do.
In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Do you have anything, Pastor Rose?
I keep getting, Jesus is the antidote for everything, for sickness, all disease, whatever comes. He is the antidote for everything.
What if the Lord gave us in 2026, there's nothing Jesus can't fix. He is the antidote. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
He
Jesus.
Is the medicine that works. Yes. He is a great physician. And in Jesus' name, we just thank you for being with us tonight. God is a healer. He is a healer. He is always the healer. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Say goodnight, Pastor Rose.
Say goodnight, Pastor Rose. We love you. Thank you so much for coming on Wednesdays for your daily bread to keep you strong and strengthen you and uphold you, and you walk in the love and the forgiveness of love. And forgiveness of God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. You be blessed. We'll be with you soon.
Next week. Hallelujah.